Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning into Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry, bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Dear brethren, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for another blessed day. Today is the 4th of September 2011, a Sunday morning, and we bless you, O God, for the dew from heaven. We glorify your name. I thank you, Lord, for the listeners who are always listening and following us. We bless you. And today we have a sermon entitled, Conform to the Standard of God. Conform to the standard of God as our people of God. Father, before we go ahead, I submit my body, my soul, my mind, and myself into your hand and the ministry that you let your Holy Spirit descend on me right now, O God, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart shall be acceptable to you, and whatever word that is coming forth shall be of you spoken, O God. That it is not my own wisdom, but your wisdom be granted unto me, Lord, this morning. That this word shall go and impact and make a change in someone's life. To your name be the glory, O Lord. Unto your name be the glory this morning. I honor you because you are faithful. Your loving kindness endure forever. Thank you, O Lord, for your loving kindness. Amen. Today, our word is conforming to the standard of Christ. And what do we mean by conforming to the word of Christ or to the standard of Christ? What God, as I was preparing the message, what we understood is that Jesus Christ came as the Messiah and he gave us his teaching. He led a life that we may follow. And so this came out because of things that are going on and because of human weakness. We want to help ourselves to grow and do the works of God so that when we truly do what he commanded us to do, then we may increase and be chosen when he comes at the second coming. And it says, I have a word from 1 John chapter 2, verses 5. And I read, actually verses 4. It says, the one who says, I have come to know him and does not keep his commandment is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. Beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard. On the other hand, I am writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. The one who says he is in the light, and yet hates his brother, is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But the one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded him. Amen. That is the word from God in the first letter of John. 1 John chapter 2 and I read verses 4 through to 11. You can continue with it yourself wherever you are. And this is the word of God that we want to share with each other and read and learn from what God is saying. That if we are called the people of God, if you are called a chosen generation, if we have said we have accepted Christ as our personal Savior, then the word says that we ought to walk in the way, in the manner as He walked. That is Christ Jesus. He came and set Himself as example, loving kindness, and He commanded us to love God with all our heart and to love our neighbor. And He makes us know in this word that I read that anyone who says he loves Christ and hates his brother and envies someone and backbites someone and plots evil against his fellow brother is not only biblical or biological brother. Anyone is your brother as long as we all say we have accepted Christ. We are one family in the blood of Jesus. So it could be your church member. It could be you as a pastor doing things that is not of the way of Christ, offending members or arousing yourself to be something else that the Spirit of God does not approve. So this is the word coming to you. If you are a leader of a church, how are you working the things of God? Ask yourself, are you straight with the commandment of Jesus Christ? Or you are running the church to profit your own self? Is the church your church or is the church for God? If we offer the church to God, then the church will forever last. But if you run the church the way we want to run it, then there will always be problems. So this morning, Daughter of Zion World Ministry, this is the word from God to you that conform to the standard of Christ. If we say we have not sinned, indeed we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. That is still in 1 John chapter 1. And it says that if we say that we have never sinned or we have no sin at all, we make the word of God a lie and the word is not in us. And we want to say conforming to Christ or the ways of Christ means we should live as Christ followers, as a disciple, as a servant, as a daughter or as a son of God. You ought to abide by the commandment, by loving God and loving your neighbor. And when you abide in these two commandments, then the rest will follow. But some of us or some people have taken into their own way, they've allowed the spirit of envy or the evil one to take control of our hearts. You hold the Bible and dress to church every morning, but you don't have the fear of God in you. And as Christians, or we are called the children of God, we have said we are born again. If you are born again, your life should be better, or your life should be a living example so that those who are not born again, that is the unbelievers who say yes, they will testify that, oh, this brethren is really a Christ follower. He's leading a life of Christ. But what do we see today? You can't really differentiate. Most of the time you can't differentiate who is a Christ follower or who is a born again and from the unbeliever. That's not supposed to be. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. But if we allow the world to enter us, then there will be no difference. But there should be a difference from the light from the darkness. The light and darkness can never be the same. When the light comes, the darkness fades away. The light stays, and the light continues to stay. So if you say you are a child of the light, then you ought to live under the light. Living under light means you be transparent because there's no secrecy or no hidden agenda, selfishness in the light. The light is of the truth. They are darkness because they don't have the truth in them. That is why they have decided to choose doom and to choose condemnation of Christ on their own. That's why they are in darkness. But you, as a believer of Christ, let us live our lives so that in doing so, we will win more souls. If you say you are evangelizing or you're trying to bring souls to Christ, and your own life does not conform to the things of Christ, your neighbors, your people, your co-workers. You don't testify of the Lord. You are ashamed. You go to different places and portray yourself differently. You get to certain places and portray yourself differently. What am I saying? If you have Christ in you, or if you are really a true believer born again with the blood and looking at a cross, you lift up the banner of Christ everywhere you go, in your ways, in your dressing, because the word of God itself will change you. But that is not it. That is not it. It's not what we are seeing. So this morning we are entreating you, if there is any weakness in you, seek and get close to the word of God, because the word of God will bring you the knowledge. The knowledge, because lack of knowledge, my people perish. If you don't have much knowledge, you will not know that certain things are even sin. Certain things some people don't even know. The way you dress to church, the way you talk to people. So many things are in the Bible that it is a guidance for the believer, so that in the end we shall be worthy of the calling of Christ, or being chosen as friends of Christ to the kingdom of the Lord, so that we may all abound together in grace. And if you have a weakness that you keep praying and it's not going, you have to be in the spirit more. You don't want to go to a party and dance to the world and come back to church and dance to Christ's music. It doesn't work that way, because according to Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, the body and the flesh, the body which is the same as the flesh, it lusts against the spirit. We are human. We have a body which is a sack. We have a spirit. And these two, God works through us, or God lives in us through the spirit. Therefore, if you are a Christian and you have certain things that is your weakness, or you keep sinning, not knowing what to do, the word of God, according to Galatians 5:17, and I'm going to read through 26, says that the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another. Therefore, but if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, and like of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you beforehand in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And I want to, if you allow the world to live in you, then you are bound to fall for the weakness of the flesh. And the weakness of the flesh is what I just read from Galatians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21, which made it clear that as long as we do not let Christ, or we don't take the word into our hearts very well, then we are bound to be fully under the slavery. We don't want to say we are born again and still go back in slavery, in another bondage, after confessing Christ that he's your Lord, and after saying that you are born again, speaking in tongues, and yet we have our ways going wayward. And the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no other law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And what is the word saying? That when we dwell in the Spirit, with the word of God abiding in us, you can dwell in the Spirit when you have the more word of God, because the word is the power. And your knowledge of the word and your acceptance and openness to it, your humility to the word, will allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you at all times. You don't need a prophet to speak to you, but as long as you believe in Christ, you are really, truly born again. The Spirit is given freely. He's our advocate. Anyone who believes in Christ, he has the right, the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, will speak to you anytime, as long as you are faithful and allow your body as a temple. The Holy Spirit cannot come and speak to you when your body is filthy or it is doing certain things that is not of God, because He says, your body is my temple, and that is where I live, right? So if our body, that is the temple of God, he comes in and there are trashes inside the body, he will not come in. He can come in and then you start doing certain things, then he will leave. You will see him drawing off. You will not feel him. You get it. So this is what the Lord is telling us. It's not a big sermon, but it's a call for us as Christians to really conform to what we preach, to really conform to what we claim we are. Because for all you know, there are certain people who have never been to church or who are very hurt and disappointed because of the lifestyle of certain people who say they are Christians or even including leaders, which is not what it's supposed to be. But if you sin and confess your sin, Christ is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you are assured of any sin and you confess these things to Christ and you ask him to give you strength, he will come. He will do it. The Holy Spirit will take it away from you. He will help you because he's the helper. He said, I am your helper. He's the advocate. He's the lawyer. He has so many names. And it is true. It is those who believe that will see what I'm saying. That if you confess your sins, if you have a witness in you, and after going through what I have read, that the word of God has made it clear that our body always has trouble with the spirit. God wants to use you, but something in the body is fighting it. So there is a war. And as long as you are in the world, we are always going to have it. But the grace of Jesus Christ has come. And so he says, if you sin, confess your sin. And do not do it. It doesn't mean that you should confess your sin and always go back and do it. Some people are taking advantage of that, but in Romans chapter 6, verse 1, it says that, shall we continue to sin and say grace may abound? No, may it never be. That's what Paul wrote, and this is true. If we have the privilege, the Holy Spirit says he will help us. When we call on him, he will help us. He will forgive our sins. He will do everything, and he will plead for the Father. He will speak. He's the mediator for us. We don't want to confess our sins today and tomorrow go and do the same thing again. We want to fight and press on to the change that is worthy of our calling. Therefore, stand fast in liberty, which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. If you have confessed Christ as your Lord, and you have sinned, you confess your sins, you became born again, and then you go back to do the things of the past, then you are setting yourself into a new bondage. Because when you declare the evil one out, the devil out, your system, and the Holy Spirit come in, and you start to sin again, you multiply the demons in your own system, and you are hurting yourself. You are calling death onto your body. And this is what the Lord is saying, that if we are born again, let us live according to the life. Let our lifestyle show. Let unbelievers testify our lives are different from them so that they may join us. So if you have a word or any neighborhood church, attend the church, call on God, desire. This is a season that God is looking for only people who desire him. He is looking not for people who qualify, but sinners. He's going to use them. He's going to use anyone at all. He picks from the pit and make well and cleanse. That's why if he said, if we confess our sin, he's very faithful and just to forgive us from all the sins, but so that we may not go back again. Because if you go back again, you are putting yourself into trouble, because the things that you drove away by accepting Jesus are many. The demons that were sitting in your system, in your spirit, using you and making you a drunkard or fornicator or adulterer, you confess Jesus Christ and you give it up. Now, you don't pray enough, or you don't get closer enough with the word of God or in the things of God. Then you begin to draw back because your flesh overtakes your spirit. When does your flesh take your spirit? That is when you are not reading the word of God, when you are not praying, when you are not going to church, when you are not desiring God. then your body, or when you are involving yourself in the seat of the scornful or ungodly, that is when your body, because you, certainly what they do can overtake you. You will be part, you end up being a partaker of them. You understand? So this is what the Lord has for you. That confess your sins, he will forgive you. He will use you no matter what you are. But then our life should be as Christ lived as when he came. And he's coming again to judge the dead and the living. Ask yourself, will you be a partaker as a believer? Will you be a partaker as a preacher? Will you be a partaker? Ask yourself. Will you be part of the kingdom of the light when he comes as evangelist, as a whatever position you have in the ministry of God? We are all different ministries, different paths, but one body in Christ. Are you going to be accountable to the Lord of the living, the one who holds the keys of heaven and of hell? Where will you be? So let us repent truly when we say we are following Christ. Let us live a life worthy of our calling, because a little living will leaven the whole lump of dough. Little by little, a little slumber, a little sleep, then poverty will take over you. Then the evil one will come again and take over you. Do not be deceived, because God is no more. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due season we will reap what we have sown, if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are in the faith of the household of God. Let us be faithful to the kingdom of the light, because the light is coming and it will never go away. The light has taken over. The light is in charge of heaven and earth. And who is the light? The light is Jesus. The light is the Messiah. We have chosen him from darkness, because the light gives life. The life is our life. The light is the power we have. Do not conform to the world, but conform to the things of Christ. Conform to Jesus Christ. Conform to the words of Christ. Conform. Believe him. Believe in God. Because if you fear God, you do the things of God. You obey his commandment. It is hard. We are in the world with a lot of temptations here and there. Weaknesses because of body and the flesh, which is warring always against us. But if you call him diligently, he is saying that he will come and be in you, and you will not be infiltrated. You will be faithful. You will be faithful as a faithful wife to her husband, or as a faithful husband to his wife. That is how faithful you will be if you allow him truly and diligently, if you seek him faithfully and not do your own ways. Let us be worthy of our calling. Let us not slumber. Let us not grow weary. Let us not be tired. Let's keep walking and pressing on. Pray for the strength. Pray for every weakness to leave your body. Pray that the Holy Spirit will always be in charge of you and not the other way around. Pray that the Lord's hand will be mighty upon your life always. Pray that salvation will never leave you, because you have accepted the light. And going back means you are crucifying yourself to death and with no return. Let us be of let us be worthy of the calling of Christ and walk in his ways. Thank you. And this has been Rose Nabia. May the Lord bless you this week as we begin another week, and a holiday coming tomorrow. Today is Labor Day, and tomorrow is a holiday. May you enjoy the holidays with your family. May the Lord be upon you. May the Lord visit you. May he cleanse you from every weakness. May he strengthen you that you may not fall or give way to the evil. May your strength grow from grace to grace. May he strengthen you. May he bless you. May all the week be progressive into the glory of God. May your hand be blessed in the name of Jesus. I cancel every plan of the evil one against your life. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life, listening to Daughter of Zion World Ministry. And today we spoke about conforming to the things of Christ. Conforming to the things of Christ. It is very important that as Christians we live according to the ways of Christ, according to the commandment of Christ, according to his teaching. He is a great teacher and a great shepherd. He is the only way and the truth and the light. And no one can go to the Father except through him. And no fornicator or adulterer can see the kingdom of God. No thief or murderer can see the kingdom of God except you give your life to Christ. Except you give your life to Christ. And I have this quotation for you in Romans chapter 10, verses 9, which says that if you confess, if you want to accept Jesus Christ, if you do not know Jesus today, if you confess it with your mouth that Christ is the risen Lord, the Son of God, and believing in faith, God will take you as a son. You will be a new member in heaven, in the Lamb's Book of Life. Confess and believe that Christ rose from the dead and Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Confess with your mouth, believing that God rose him from the dead and he is the Son of God. Hallelujah, and I bless you. May the grace of the Lord be with you and the Holy Spirit fill your household in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. If you want to follow us, we are a faith-based. We also have, we are a faith-based nonprofit also. We are an online media church. We have other medias. We preach and do teachings and education on other radio stations. Currently, we are on Sankofa African Radio and on Blog Talk Radio. And we have worldtv.com. And this is our website, the www.dzwm.org, where we do our charity works and projects on development, helping people find jobs. Currently, we have a list of new hiring jobs. And in October, we'll be having a career education and job fair. The date is not yet settled yet, but we know it's coming up in the first week of October. We'll keep you posted. So visit our website. If you want to help us, visit our website and you can donate. We are a 501c. And so when you donate via online, you automatically get a receipt for your tax purposes from the link on the website, www.z@daughter, z@zion, w@women, m@ministry.org. I bless you and thank you for your support. God bless you. And any comments or emails, you can send us email through contact@dzwn.org. That's our email. And we have our phone number on the website when you visit. Our phone number will be 1-877-278-7605. God bless you. And our partners and volunteers are also. Amen. Thank you. Blessings. Be blessed unto the glory of the Lord. Talk to you another time.